Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alan Eric Dubosky. You can follow me on Twitter or friend me on Facebook if you'd like. Tonight's show is about two things. The first 15 minutes, I'm going to discuss 9/11, some of the facts, some of the revelations that have come to light, as I did last night, probably without the zest, the colorful language, etc. I'm going to get right to the point. And by the way, the second half of this show will be regarding the Boston bombing. Things to look for. You want the truth. You want the facts, or do you want to sit around stewing? You want to sit around simmering and what the mainstream media tells everyone. Now, this includes Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Dr. Savage, and the rest of them that will not come to the floor. They will not come to the reality. They will not look into the facts. This is the dark reality of what happened on 9/11, ladies and gentlemen. As I was talking about last night, $2.3 trillion were being investigated. Donald Rumsfeld announced this on September 10th. There are some speculation that the Bin Laden family was eating dinner, celebrating at the Bush compound September 11th, the coming event. Now, I've many, many times tried to take you to Susan Lindauer. Susan Lindauer, who was an asset to Libya and Iraq, she is literally, she has written a book. You'll have to go look that up. I don't know what it is. I can't remember right now. Anyway, bottom line is, Dr. Judy Wood many, many times talked about energy weapons. Well, it seems like the Putin-Snowden document dump of September 2014 talks about the nuclear weapon that was used. If you look at the crater and the molten granite, you look at the molten stone that this nuclear weapon and, you know, nanothermite behind, you think about the idea that they immediately removed evidence within 72 hours, the steel from the World Trade Center. People talked about the puddles of liquid molten steel. Well, it was there. Nothing melts steel, ladies and gentlemen, especially JP5. Let's get real. The airplanes did not take down the World Trade Center. This was a combination of energy weapon, EMP, some sort of maybe laser device, but we know for a fact that it was a nuclear weapon. We know that 350 nuclear warheads were stolen. We know that $200 trillion was stolen. We know for a fact that the bankers were taken to a junket or a golf outing that was sponsored by Warren Buffett. And I talked also, you know, look, this comes from Gordon Duff. Gordon Duff is not a moron. Gordon Duff is a very high-ranking, or was a very high-ranking, intelligence official. Everything's top secret this, top secret that. Well, top secret is flaky. It's when you go above top secret that you get into the real cloak and dagger of things. And he talked about very specifically that members of Congress, members of the police, members of the city, the public trust were paid $20 million apiece. Judges were paid. Giuliani was paid. You know, you can't speculate as to the names because he wouldn't give the list, although he does have them. He has them on his home computer, which I don't know whether or not it is secure. Who cares? It is time after 14 years to get the facts to the table. The American people are not stupid. You know, there are tons of people on Twitter and Facebook that talk about this day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out. They're constantly reiterating these specific facts. Maybe not these specific facts, but they have dabbled in, of course, the idea that airplanes, which I worked on for 6 years, don't take down buildings like the World Trade Center. There's also, if you go look at the State of the Nation site and go look at this doc dump, you'll see that there is a very real graph that tells us how and what happened and what was and what wasn't as far as structurally damaged, things that were fully intact and how they were basically blown apart. And I'm not going to speculate on the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. You know, these things just kind of went away. People just don't talk about them. People don't talk about the fact that Barack Obama came on the scene right at the time 9/11 happened. These are things you need to speculate. Let's go ahead and separate the truth from the lies as much as we can and do the best we can with the information we have thus far. How deep does it go? You know, 3,500 people died that day. That's 3,500 counts of murder. Premeditated murder, conspiracy to commit murder, conspiracy to commit murder through a terrorist act, and a conspiracy to commit murder through a terrorist act while holding public office. Richard, a.k.a. Dick Cheney, shame on you, sir. Shame on your soul, your very existence. Shame on you, man. You know, and many people have talked about the fact that he did apologize just before having a heart transplant for what he did, for what he commanded on 9/11, knowing full well that the Mossad, Israel, we know that the House of Saud, Saudi Arabia, we know that the United States, I mean, up to its eyeballs, is, you know, complicit in this. Okay? And then you talk about, of course, Britain, heavily involved. You talk about the fact that this so-called, this king of Nigeria or whatever it was in Africa was heavily involved. And, of course, well, you know, sad but true, you know, Pakistan, et cetera, you know, these parliaments. Listen, everybody got paid. Prince Bandar and Tony Blair shorted their stocks 3 days before 9/11. They're American airline stocks. Well, okay, if I'm wrong, somebody tweet me and tell me you're full of crap, Al. Can you call me Al anymore, or am I Al DeBosky? No, ladies and gentlemen, I am not any kind of terrorist. I'm a carpenter. I'm a guy who likes to work building homes and kitchens and bathrooms and doing stuff with wood. Doing what I could to make a living before, of course, you know, the 2008, literally, the terrorist attack on the finances of this country. So, you know, you look at all this. Gordon Duff talks also about a head of DHS at the time who was Chertoff. Who brought in the scanners and brought in the TSA, and they developed the DHS, and, you know, he's the head of DHS, the head of this. Do you remember the original head of, now I don't remember if it's DHS or TSA, but he was quickly scurried out of office after being caught with porn in his emails. Well, you might wonder, why don't these guys talk? Well, it has to do with the big payout. But more so than that, a lot of these secret societies are heavily involved in pedophilia. It's called the rent-a-boy system. Rent-a-boy system. A lot of these guys do it for whatever reason. I mean, I just can't imagine having sex with a young male person. I don't quite understand why. I know why gays are what they are. You know, they have biochemical weapons that can turn you literally gay overnight. Make you crave a man. They have the stuff that can make a woman crave a woman. They're sexualizing children right now through Common Core and other various means. Go look up Sarah L. Palin is a MK Ultra sex kit. Go read those documents. Go look at the reports. Listen to the videos. Watch what she does. This is why she's not really on the scene. She is a made-up, made for the transformation of America bot. We need to start talking about bots. We need to start having the conversation about ELF, mind control, electronic low frequency. We need to talk about EMF, electronic magnetic frequencies. Take a look at your smart meters and what they're capable of. Go to stopthecrime.net because it's real. Now, getting back to 9/11, you know, a lot of people, some died. There's big payouts that still have not been made. Dr. Judy Wood talks about the engines in the cars for four blocks around the World Trade Center, dust. Then, when you go back to the State of the Nation document dump, you look at the part where Gordon Duff talks about, you know, Leo Wanta, where his money went, how this money was used. You look at something that I literally find it, well, it's just amazing. You know, you look at Building 7. That was definitely, you know, they don't call the 9/11 situation an attack anymore. They call it a controlled demolition. A controlled demolition. He talks about Bain Capital laundering the money for all these big wheels through retail outlets that they own. Mitt Romney says everything was in a blind trust, which totally, you know, absconds him of any guilt. Do you think Mitt Romney doesn't know what happened 9/11? Do you really absolutely believe any of that? But let's get back to these payments, these people that have not been paid. They've got to prove that they were at the World Trade Center, that they have been damaged. Ladies and gentlemen, this is huge. We know that Silverstein, the guy with the 99-year lease, was paid $4.5 billion for his trouble. We know that he increased his insurance just 2 months prior. We know these things to be true. We also know that regarding the Pentagon, there were 35 investigators killed that were investigating Donald Rumsfeld and the Pentagon for $2.3 trillion stolen. Let's face it, war is a racket. Terrorism is a racket. You can't imagine how many multi-billionaires have been created out of this horrible nightmare, this unbelievable, horrid nightmare. And then take a look at Bloomberg. Do you think Bloomberg does not know what happened on 9/11? Why do you think they're so audacious? Why do you think they shut down these investigations? Okay, you know, you have to take a real good look at the specifics here. You know, this was a nuclear attack. That's what it was, from the inside. You know, you look at George Bush when they show him, just happen to have a camera on him when his advisor walks in and says the World Trade Center has been hit. It doesn't look like a president who's panicking over the very fact that on his watch, a World Trade Center was attacked. You know, Muhammad Atta, it's well known he was an asset. It's well known that these flight training schools that he went to, these people were paid. These people were paid huge sums of money to cover up Muhammad Atta and these other flyboys' activities. But because remote control are what took those airplanes into the World Trade Center, it's speculation. There's speculation now that he's still alive. Now, you take Pennsylvania. You think a plane went into the mud or into the dirt and disappeared? Well, absolutely, of course it didn't. Of course there are parts of those aircraft that you couldn't destroy with a nuclear weapon. You understand that? I worked on those planes for 6 years. Forget about it. They do not dissipate. They were not vaporized. Okay? And you also want to take a look at, of course, I talk about the Pentagon here. It was hit by these 35 investigators. These 35 investigators investigating $2.3 trillion that were stolen. Whatever they did, they stole the money. It's unaccounted for. It's a fact. We know this is a fact. But the Pentagon was hit with a Tomahawk missile. That's what hit the Pentagon, and there was no plane. And you happen to all of a sudden, the same exact landing gear that they suddenly show people they had in the Pentagon Suddenly, somehow, it shows up at Building 7 site. Somehow, there is this landing gear that's all of a sudden between two buildings or in the wall, somewhere, in an elevator shaft or some crap. There's the same landing gear. This is how stupid they think you are, America. This is how stupid they think the average guy who goes on the net or makes some phone calls or talks to some people in intelligence really believe you are. But because these people are killers, if you're getting paid or if you got paid and you're out there rattling on, there's a very good likelihood that something bad will happen to you. This is how they roll. It's what the KGB does. It's what MI6 and MI5 do. I mean, hell, I go back and look at Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and Jim Morrison. I know they were murdered by these intelligence agents. I absolutely am sure that Nixon was up to his ears in that nightmare from hell. Okay? Not to mention Nixon and his cronies that went to prison for a wiretap, for breaking into an apartment in Watergate. And we have a lawless person right now occupying the White House, who I spoke of earlier, comes on the scene right about 9/11, and suddenly this guy's president 7 years later. No, 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 no. No, 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 that's not the case. So I want you to go look also at some of the players that were doing the interviews. Now, there's a woman who is actually Holmes' attorney in Aurora. She was doing an interview during 9/11, and she's involved in other various crisis actor scenarios. Yes, crisis actors, you heard me. I don't stutter, ladies and gentlemen, you heard me well. Okay, let's move on. Speaking of her, I want you to go look at the Boston, I want you to go to your browser, type in Boston bombing crisis actors or Boston bombing false flag. And I want you to go to all those images. I know in my heart that some Hollywood producer that you don't see making movies these days, hint, hint, the guy that made E.T., almost impositive, I saw him in the first frame of the Boston bombing, walking across the lower left-hand part of the video that I can't find now. And you look at the blood, ladies and gentlemen, blood pooling like that on a warm day does not turn fire engine red. It is blood, when it coagulates like that, starts to turn brown. It immediately, it's almost like if you took strawberry jam and chocolate and put it together, that's what you would wind up with. Now, when you go look at those pictures of the Boston bombing, notice there's no fireball. There's even pictures of a woman walking out of the building. It looks to me like it's some kind of talc powder or some type of a, of course, it could be gunpowder. It turns white like that. Real nasty explosives. You know, like C4 and whatnot. A fireball, ladies and gentlemen, it burns and scorches everything. Pretty damn serious. I've never seen anybody go collect the ball bearings they talked about. I know that they talked about these pressure cookers, and I want to see the movie. I want to see the damn video where they go and set these backpacks down. Why did they have backpacks that were quite apparently empty? No backpacks look like that that have a pressure cooker in them. They're walking around with empty backpacks on their back. Maybe they had their lunch in there. Maybe they had their cell phones and various other things that people would bottled water. They were going to watch the Boston Marathon false flag explosion. Then you have craft operatives there, statecraft operatives. You have guys in black Kevlar fully ready to go. It's not easy to put those uniforms on. You just don't all of a sudden put them on. But they're everywhere. You've got military running around. You've got guys in camouflage running all over the place. I don't remember them. They ran the dogs through the areas. just before the race started. They found nothing because it wasn't there. You understand what I'm saying here? These are horrific events. 9/11 and the Boston bombing, the false flag. Now, 9/11 killed, splattered like bugs, a lot of people. Destroyed the lives of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are now mentally ill because of 9/11. Tens of thousands of people, millions on either end, 9/11 or Boston, are destroyed. I, for one, since I dropped my tool belt in 2005, look, I've said this before in one of my other shows, my client worked in the VA. Her husband worked at NASA. I'm not sure exactly what happened to me, but I know I lost all motivation. I lost my ability to concentrate. I lost my ability. I used to be an extremely aggressive carpenter, builder. I loved getting up every morning and, bam, putting on my tool belt and firing away my nail guns. My saws were buzzing. I was sweating. I was working. I was physically rocking and rolling. And now I have deep, deep depression. I wake up in the morning as if I never slept. I'm that weak getting out of bed. I'm 57 years old. I don't foresee myself living another decade. That's probably not in the cards for me. Not only was I exposed working for Dynalectron, working on aircraft and in the Navy, you know, for 3 years on an aircraft carrier to all these chemicals and all God knows what. I've told you about the 7-hour coma that I was in from vaccines, chemtrails, GMOs working as antigens together, destroying humanity in a way we've never seen before on this planet. This technocratic, asymmetrical warfare, quiet weapons for silent wars, it's real. It's happening. Cultural changes, slow triggers, fast bullets, and slow triggers and fast bullets, slow trigger, whatever. The electronic reinvention of government. You think that elections are real? Do you think we would have anybody like this governor of Virginia? You think we would have this ridiculous person in New York, O'Malley, or any of the rest of these jokers? Jack Markell in Delaware, are you kidding me? These are operatives, ladies and gentlemen. These are globalist operatives answering to the UN. You know, the UN and the NATO were funded for 35 plus years on drug trafficking and other various monetary endeavors. Oh, yes, heroin and cocaine to the tune of trillions. Trillions and trillions and trillions. You know, Leo Wanta, ladies and gentlemen, Gordon Duff talks about this, made $27 million smuggling cigarettes, tobacco, and other items into Russia and all over the Ukraine and all over that area, China, who knows what. Now you had our taxpayer dollars take all these corporations, China. They have dismantled the United States. They have completely gutted the middle class. I believe truthfully in my heart that Dr. Savage, Mark Levin, Andy Parks, Laura Ingraham, the entire Fox staff, of course Rupert Murdoch knows what they did. Of course Sean Hannity knows what happened. These are highly, highly paid mouthpieces to keep you in the dark. So you consider what I'm saying about these crisis actors in the Boston bombing. I mean, there's just constant, look at it. Go look at the images. These are investigated. You're talking about people that are super snoops. They probably have an olfactory 10 times more powerful than your dog. They've been doing this since day one. They're in and out of black ops and the CIA and the FBI and all these other investigative, very necessary, but very two-sided bipolar agencies. Money makes men do crazy things. Mao made it very clear. A starving soldier will do anything for a bowl of rice. and a drink of water. So here you have it. He killed 80 million plus people through starvation. So these same asymmetrical tactics, these war games, these Kissinger-Brzezinski war games, these Hitlerian war games, are being used on the United States and globally right now. You never once heard anybody talk about Fukushima. Fukushima is not in the news. Fukushima is 10,000 times more dangerous to humanity than 9/11 or ISIS, which is a joke. Oh, he talks about, Gordon Duff talks about in that State of the Nation article, he talks about how ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they're all made for television. And you find out that Chertoff and other various heads of departments are actually the guys running these terrorists. It's all very interesting, folks. Not to be taken lightly. Share this information with your family and friends, church. If you're a college student and you're listening to the Everyman Show, thank you. You need to spread this stuff. never mind. But put the word out. Start having these discussions, folks. That's all we've got. If we do not swarm in mass and demand answers, accountability, and a shutdown of this global annihilation, this military-industrial complex agenda to destroy humanity and take over the planet and re-sculpt it in their own image, we're done for. If we don't confront the UN, NATO, and UNESCO and all these spooks, these are bad, 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 bad people. Bill Clinton was a bad, bad, bad person. Hillary Clinton is a known maniac, liar. She's back to 1966. She's been known to be a liar. Barack Obama disbarred. I believe Bill and Hillary Clinton were disbarred. Disbarred, people. We know that Al Gore is so full of crap when it comes to global warming, it'll make your head spin. These are liars who, on fraud itself, made criminal money that you'll never experience in your life. Understand something. The Rothschilds, the wealthiest family on the planet, are worth $500 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars. The actual unfunded liabilities are two quadrillion. The Fed has been known to have printed $220 trillion actual dollars, and all this other money that the Rothschilds have is gold and silver and digital debt. And I heard Robert David Steele, go look up Robert David Steele, ex-CIA, talk about how Greece should tell Goldman Sachs to take a hike. You know, Ted Cruz's wife is the vice president of Goldman Sachs. I don't want Ted Cruz in my White House. I don't want Hillary Clinton in my White House. I don't want any more Bushes in my White House. There is only one real, honest candidate who will need to be protected, but who can probably get the job done, and that's Rand Paul. Rand Paul has seen it all. He's done it all. His father has seen it all and done it all. They've been made out to be idiots. They've been made out to be tinfoil hat wearers. Well, let me tell you, no, there's no more truth on this planet than Rand Paul and Ron Paul. Then there's no more truth on this planet than going to globalresearch.canada. Research.canada. Global Research Canada, I'm sorry. Global Research Canada. Got a little brain flatulence there. And you've got to learn to embrace Alex Jones. Irregardless of what you think about Alex Jones and his gruff ways, you've got to embrace Infowars.com and his crack crew, his crack staff of non-crack using investigators and journalists. You just got to love it. So again, recap. Go to State of the Nation. Look up the Putin-Snowden doc dump on 9/11, the nuclear information, and the Boston bombing crisis actors. Thanks for listening to the Everyman Show. Have a great night until tomorrow at 6:30. Bye-bye.